Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live in Seattle, Washington. At least we hope we are. We have a storm moving in, and I seem to have some connection issues. So I do intuition and intuitive and spiritual consulting and certified past life regression, and you are more than welcome. In fact, I'd be delighted if you called in to ask a question, get a free reading, comment on the events of the day, and join us in helping to help people find out how they can practice in the world as real intuitives and healers, because that's what we are, that's what my work is all about, helping you tap into the extra dimensions of your own abilities so that you can really give your best to yourself, your family, and your community. So if you're interested in a reading or you'd like to comment, please call in to 202-570-7057. Or if you're shy, which I understand, you can email me at my website, robinfritz.com, robynfritz.com. So email Robin at robinfritz.com. So today we're going to talk, about what clearing ourselves and clearing our spaces mean, but over the last few days this subject became far more complicated than I was expecting for today. So we're going to cover a gamut of things, including what our true self is and what that means for us now in our rapidly evolving world. And we're just going to get into a variety of cool subjects today, deep subjects. And I know that all the people listening are ready for that. So the first thing that I would like to do, which we usually do on the show, is to start with a guided meditation with the crystal Fallon, the citrine Lemurian quartz. And Fallon came into my life in 2009. He is an ancient power crystal, a truth bringer, and a healer. And I say that from all the perspective of my years of being a corporate executive. Yes, these things are real, and they are powerful, and they are here to help us in our rapidly evolving world. So the good thing for you is that you will be able to connect with Fallon's energy as this during the show, and it will largely depend on how your intuition works. So you may see him as a crystal or a gold man or a gold light. You may hear him chat with you. He's got a very dry sense of humor. You may feel his energy, or you may be a claircognizant or clairknowing person, and you'll simply know that you're connected to his energy during this show. But you should be aware of this great energy, however that works for you. So if you take your attention to your body sitting relaxed in the chair and just feel yourself relaxing, of course don't do this while you're driving, but take your attention to the top of your head and just imagine that you are connecting mind, body, and spirit more closely together. And as you do that, I just want you to breathe down your body. And as you do that, allow your body and your soul to help clear your body, clear out any blockages that are there, and just get you ready for the show today and for tapping into your own intuitive and healing abilities. And so as you breathe down from the top of your head, breathe down your face, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. The top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And just take a deep breath and just feel that energy swirling and clearing out. And now imagine Fallon, who is in the form of a crystal ball, a goldish quartz crystal, rotating at your feet. And as he reaches to your heart, and with each beat of your heart, just flooding you with warmth, acceptance, healing energy, and truly a deep connection to your deepest self. So moving up from your feet, past your knees, to your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, and your crown chakra, top of your head, usually wide open when connected with Fallon. And we'll clear you down at the end of the hour so you can go about your day with us today. So today I was and I am going to be talking about clearing ourselves and clearing our spaces. This was to be a preparation for a webinar I was teaching this Thursday, but I realized that the webinar needed to be a multi-part webinar. It needed to really get into energy boundaries, a subject I've taught professionally for several years, particularly to healthcare professionals. And with what I've seen going on in the world in the last few years, I think just a quick webinar on clearing ourselves and clearing our spaces isn't enough. So I am going to reprogram that into a multi-level webinar, and I think we'll have a good time together. And we'll learn a lot, and we will learn how to moderate what's going on in our lives and our spaces. But to give you an idea of that, let's talk about space clearing. Now, I get calls all the time. I work with both corporate professionals in their businesses and individuals. And the idea of space clearing is, it's really an ancient idea. It's part of the ancient world, and people who have not lost contact with that understand one thing. When we say that everything is energy, that's like a really, you know, like, okay, that's, how is that relevant in my daily life is really the first thing that comes to mind. But we are all composed of energy. Our bodies are dense energy so that, you know, you can actually see these physical bodies moving around. But when you're out and about in the world on a daily basis, space clearing becomes really relevant to the idea of functioning to the best of your ability and allowing your spaces and the people and the beings in those spaces to function well as well as they can and much better than they are currently doing. So space clearing is a practical, holistic, intuitive technique that clears or reinvigorates the vibrations of the spaces we live and work in. So it's like we vacuum and dust our homes to keep the physical space clean. And, you know, if you believe in decluttering, you know, that keeps it reasonably neat. And it doesn't matter what the space is. It could be a tiny apartment. It could be a busy estate. It could be a one-person salon, nail salon, hair salon. It could be a doctor's office. It could be a huge corporate building, you know, multi-story skyscraper. Whatever that place is a place where energy is constantly in flux. Why? Because everything is alive out there. And I know I've said this over and over in previous shows, but the reality of the world is that everything is alive. Everything has a soul. Everything is conscious. It has a job to do, a responsibility to do that job, a choice about whether it will do that job, and it has opinions. What we forget is that our spaces are alive and they definitely have opinions and they have their own functions. Our homes, for example, are created to nurture and protect us, and they become very protective. Our businesses tend to be, if you have a a retail business or corporate business where clients and salespeople and so on are coming in on a regular basis, those spaces tend to be a little less personalized in terms of they're more open to what's flowing through them because they know they're supporting not just the owners and the employees, but all of the people and the things that come into that space. And they tend to be more, shall we say, more aware of the world around them than our homes, which isn't to say our homes aren't aware, it's that they're focused on us. So what space clearing does is reinvigorate the energies of a space. And so, you know, what does that mean? What it means is that you go out of your house, you get in the car, you drive to work, and you walk into your office building. Now, assume that you've got one big square. Maybe it's divided into cubicles, maybe not, but just one big square office space. So imagine that. And imagine that 10 different people are coming to work in that space. And as they walk into that space, what are they doing? They're bringing their own energy body in, as we do when we go anywhere, because that's what we are. No matter what we're doing, we're carrying our energy body around. So those 10 people are in that square space, and that space is suddenly holding all of the energies of 10 people, plus the desk, the chairs, whatever the package is, the telephone systems, and the space itself. Okay, because the space is alive, it has its own energy body. Now, all of those different beings, all those different people in the space and the desks and everything, they're all interacting as you go in that space, as you walk around that space during the day and any other space you go in, little bits and pieces of your energy body spin off and stay in that space. And that means they also make attach to other people. So as you're walking through that space, you're picking up little bits and pieces, all of the energy in that space. We'll get back to that in a minute.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
This segment of The Practical Intuitive is brought to you by Terry Kent of AmberstonePets.com. Years ago, Terry struggled with fleas and ticks on her four dogs but ruled out pesticides. Then she heard about raw Baltic amber. A fossilized tree resin, raw Baltic amber, has been used for years in Europe to protect cats and dogs from fleas and ticks. Terry founded AmberstonePets.com 8 years ago to offer safe, organic, and beautiful pet collars that naturally repel fleas and ticks. How? The amber's aromatic properties are released into the pet's coat and spread by body oils from friction and body heat. The collars are available in several styles for cats and dogs, from kittens and puppies to giant breeds. Visit AmberstonePets.com, choose raw Baltic amber collars for your pets, and enter Om Times at checkout for free shipping. Order today at AmberstonePets.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then boom! Everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee,
and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live in Seattle, Washington. So if you'd like to comment on the issue of space clearing or anything else that pops into your head, any of the other things we've talked about, or if you'd like a free quick reading, please call in to 202-570-7057 and be delighted to chat with you. And if you're shy, again, you can email me at my website, robin@robinfritz.com. That's robynfritz.com. Or you can message me on Facebook at my business page, The Practical Intuitive, Robin M. Fritz. So I want to add something to Terry Kent's ad at amberstonepets.com, because Terry has created some new products for Own Times listeners. They are a necklace, a bracelet, and an anklet from raw Baltic amber, which has been known for centuries to help with pain and inflammation. And so when I mention this to people, they go, oh, yeah, it's like those baby teething bracelets. Yes, but also for arthritis or other painful conditions that you may have. And so I talked to her, and I said, let's create something special for the Om Times listeners. If you go to her website, amberstonepets.com, you'll see them. They aren't just raw Baltic amber. We've added quartz crystal to it, beautiful quartz crystal from a wonderful shop here in Washington State, and turquoise. So the quartz will help amplify the energy healing, or the healing work of the raw Baltic amber, and help you with your own grounding and balancing, and so does the turquoise. And they're also really beautiful. So check it out. You get free shipping for listening to Om Times. Just write that into the coupon section. It's a great holiday gift, and they're just so beautiful. And I can't wait to get mine. So try it at amberstonepets.com. So let's go back to the idea of space clearing. So I was explaining how we clear our physical spaces. We dust, we vacuum, we wash the floors, we wash the windows, we wash the dog and cat and ourselves and our clothes and everything else. But we don't always think about clearing the energy of the space. And so when you go into a retail place, or just if it's your own business, or if you're going to the grocery store or not, you know, people say they go to a shopping mall and they just get exhausted and tired, and they go, well, I'm an empath, so that's normal. Well, you know, that's not normal. Dealing with being a clairsentient, a person who feels energies, is tough in our world right now because we have a 24/7 news cycle. But it's also because we need to work on our energy boundaries. We need to understand where our energy boundary ends and where other people's begin, so that we can navigate successfully through our days, without getting drained, without getting unwanted feelings and emotions from everything around us. And that's why I changed my Thursday workshop, and I'm creating, using my longer workshop on energy boundaries to do a progression of techniques that can help people get and stay grounded and balanced in their daily lives. But looking at your spaces, working on clearing your spaces is an excellent way to help yourself stay clear as well, because the simple reality is the places that you live and work in are the places where you spend a large part of your time, and things can get stuck in there, and the energy needs to keep moving through that. So how do you tell if a place or a space or the area that you're in needs clearing? You know, that's a really good question. Corporations call me when they're having team building issues, when people aren't gelling with the ideas, or their creative input is down, their customer base is down, they have a change of management, or it's just time for an annual clearing. That's what they'll call me for. And if the team is small enough, I'll bring the whole team together in a conference room, say, hey, you know, I'm here to clear the energies of the space, and that means that, you know, I'm going to walk through and visit each of you in your office, and we're going to start a challenge here, you know, like who can create the best relationship with their space. You know, and I live in Seattle, Washington, so my client base is, you know, largely the people who are dealing with technology, and they get that because they're dealing with things like we're dealing here on the radio show. They're dealing with things that go out everywhere, and they understand disruptions in the process. So, but on your regular basis, if you come home and you're tired and you're uncomfortable at home, or you look around and you go like, I just don't want to make dinner, or I'm just not going to do that load of laundry, I just can't get my energy up, that's a clue to you that you might need to spend some time connecting with your space and helping it clear out the energies and what got stuck in that space. And the same thing with any business or any place. If you go to work and you're tired and you're unfocused, you notice your clients or your staff are lackluster, try space clearing. Try that as the first thing to do before you start bringing in the shrinks to evaluate where people's heads are at. Because we know right now in our culture where everybody's heads are at, and it's not really fully situated on our bodies, right? We're all kind of shell-shocked right now. There's just too much happening in the world around us. It's like we need the world to be space cleared, and that's pretty awesome, and that's possible too. But if you just think a space needs to be cleared, pay attention because it probably does. You know, listen to your intuition. If you feel that, if you just know your space needs to clear, if you can look around and see, you know, energetically it's dull or lackluster, if your space actually talks to you and says, hey, I could use the clearing because my space's name is Frank. I don't name anybody in my family, and Frank is very clear about when he thinks I need to clear him in partnership with him. So those are things to look at. But also if events happen in your life. So a beloved animal has passed away, or you just had the flu, or a series of bad days at work, or a traffic accident, or you know, you just haven't made a meal that feels good to you. These are all clues. But space clearing isn't just about the negative things. Space clearing is also about celebrations and bringing everything in our presence into that celebration. So I get called to clear spaces to celebrate a birthday or an anniversary or a child going off to college, which is a huge change, right? Their whole body is probably going to be in a different place, living in dorm or even in a different state. So the celebrations, the passing of a beloved person, these are all reasons to clear your space. And what does that do? It helps keep the energy flowing. So it's like today here in Seattle, we've got a storm moving in, and I live at the beach, and the wind is just incredible. And I brought in the outdoor furniture and prepared the house for what they say is the first major storm of the season coming tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And just having that salt air blow through the house felt great, you know. And so what do you do for yourself? Well, you can create a ritual. You can say it's now time to clear my space. And you can get incense, you can get candles, you can do whatever feels good to you in terms of clearing the space. What I do is I get all my crystals together. I love copal, C-O-P-A-L, which is an incense, Mexican frankincense, they call it. It doesn't smell at all like frankincense, but they claim it that. But I like it because it's really, really powerful clearing tool. Frankincense, of course, is a beautiful incense for that. So is Palo Santo, P-A-L-O-S-A-N-T-O, which is a wood from Peru that has this really delightful, almost floral smell, floral spicy smell. So I'll set an intention for the clearing. I'll open the space for that. I'll light the candles. I'll turn on some fun music if I feel like that, and I'll walk around and I'll make sure the incense goes into all the corners, And what that does is, you know, you can clear it with intention. You can say, I want to clear the space, and I am going to clear it. But the incense or the spray, if you don't like incense, a clearing spray of some kind, using your crystals. But what that does is make the space wake up and go, oh, yeah, we're going to do a space clearing now, and allows it to join in. So it's there for you to pay attention to say, okay, this ritual is happening, and for you and your space to connect. In the same way, if you've ever been to a religious service where they do, when I was growing up as a Catholic, they would have incense and rituals, and they would, you know, spread that all over the church. That's kind of what you do for a space clearing. And here's one of the things that people call me about. They go, like, I feel really bad. My space needs to be cleared, and I haven't done it in a year and a half, and I know I'm a bad person. I'm like, no, you're not. Life gets in the way. It's not your fault. It's life. Yes, you can call me in to do it annually or quarterly for your business or your home, or especially if something's really stuck in your home and you'll notice it. But you can also do it every month when you pay your bills. Do a little clearing, just like you dusted vacuum, and consider what you're doing is connecting with the home that nurtures you, the business that supports you, your car, if you have a car, all of those kinds of things. And you're paying attention to what the different beings who are living on the planet with us need to do the best job that they can, and how we can do the best job with them. So it could be a happy event or a sad event, but it could just be a regular event that you do. When we come back, I'll talk more about how you determine what you need and want from a clearing.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15. 14.
41? I mean, 13?
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. I realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live in Seattle, Washington, and we're talking about clearing our spaces, our homes, and our businesses, and why we want to do that. Well, I've talked about, you know, keeping your business flow moving, keeping your team in place, even, you know, just doing it on a regular basis so that you're paying attention to the needs and wants of your space as well as your needs and wants. But real estate is another big area where you would want to involve a space clearing. Buying or selling or remodeling a place stirs up all kinds of things, including the desires of the space. Now, when I first learned about this, it was years and years ago, and I've been in my current home 19 years. And I thought early on in the beginning that I was supposed to move because I was feeling drawn to a different place. And so my real estate agent, you know, would take me out and she'd show me these different houses, you know. And, you know, it was so strange because I would walk into a place and I'd go, oh, this isn't my place, that's this person's place. And I could look across the room and see that person. Or I would walk into a space and it would feel so welcoming and it would say, look, 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 I have this beautiful sink you can wash your dogs in, and look at my backyard, it's so beautiful, the dogs can run and run and run. And I was just stunned because I was not realizing, you know, like, which is what I'm trying to do with people, my clients, and through the radio show. Listen, you know, your intuition is real. Your energy healing ability is real. I had no experience with things talking with me like that. And my real estate agent came from a family of powerful intuitives that had actually been tested. And she finally said, Robin, you're not buying a house. There's something else going on here. And I finally realized that I was hearing what the houses that I was looking at needed and wanted, because somehow they recognized that I could hear them. And I remember one day we were walking into a house. It was a beautiful, clear day in Seattle. There was not a breath of a breeze. We got out of the house. I'm standing there looking at the flyer for the house. My real estate agent is standing in the door, open door of the house, and as I walk up to the house, the door slammed in my face. Well, she was ready to turn tail and run, and I'm like, no, no, no. By then, I was understanding what was going on. So I said, I need to go in and find out what's going on. So I went in, and I said to the house, I said, you know, what's going on here? And the house was like, I don't want you. I don't want anybody. I want to keep my people. And what was really interesting is it was pointing out to me every defect that it could, you know, where the ceiling, this is an old house, where the ceiling was kind of sloped, or where it was dark in the corners, and all of those things. It was just not welcoming, and not just me, but anybody who would come in there. And so here's the thing that happens. If you're remodeling, you're taking things out and putting new things in, and you need to honor those things. And so space clearing is about honoring not just yourself and your family, but the space that you're in and how you're using it. And, you know, it goes back to the old ancient feng shui masters who, believe me, were far different than what feng shui looks like today. They were people who actually worked with weather and land systems like I do, and they would go and they would actually look at a piece of property and tell you whether you could build on it or not, which is what I do for clients who are looking to buy estates. It's like, hey, Robin, we have three estates we're looking at. Would you go and check them out for us and let us know? I mean, they don't even want to go with me. They just send me there, look at the estate, tell us what's going on, tell us, you know, if this is good for our families, which, can you, as you can well imagine, makes me very unpopular with some real estate agents because I am very frank about what I find. And I will go back to a client and say, there is no way I'm letting you take your family to live at that place because it's not safe for them because of different things that I've seen based on the land. And, you know, certain homes want certain things. So real estate agents will call me up and say, can you look at this house for me? And I can just do it on the phone and tell me, you know, what kind of a person does this house want to live in? And I'll go, it wants a single woman with a cat, you know, and that really helps their marketing. So if you see how the concept of clearing space, you know, really is appealing to us because it helps us find the spaces that are looking for us and helps the spaces find the people that are looking for them. And it is true that when you can match them up like that, they can do really well. But one of the interesting things about that is how do you make that decision? I mean, how do you know if your space needs clearing, or how do you know if that house is right for you if you're buying? Now, that's a really interesting question, and I know a lot of people are going, oh, I just knew. And that is exactly correct. Yes, you did just know. You've been out house hunting, and you walk in there and you go, oh, this is it. This is my house. And you know that. And you make every effort to buy it. Now, if you're in a really hot real estate market like Seattle's, where things literally go in hours, that's a lot more difficult than it used to be. But still, if you're going into a place, you're looking for a place to live with your family or a place to rent or buy as a business, you walk through the door and you go, like, how does it feel to you? Is it welcoming? Does it have issues? Is it does it feel good to you? And that's where your intuition and your own energy is going to decide if you're compatible with it. Just like whether or not you're compatible with somebody you would hire to work for you. Your space is the most important thing out there working for you, because it's the shelter where you create whatever it is you're selling or buying to make a living, and the place that you recuperate in so that you can go out the next day and go back to work. It is extremely important to get a feeling for what's going on in that space and how you can deal with it. Now, I'm going to tell you a quick story, which actually just happened this weekend, and this was really, really a lovely story. You know, you always wonder sometimes if, you know, people call you up and you do a session with them, if like, wow, do I sound crazy, or are they going to believe me? Well, this is an established client who called me because one of her dogs was suddenly not right, just not right. And she'd taken the dog to a vet, and the test results were good, and still the dog was not right. So she wanted me to look at it. And we sat down together, and, you know, I can do an energy scan on the dog, and I found nothing, you know, that was alarming me. But the dog had a very, very serious issue, and that was that there was a stuck dead person in the house. Okay, so try telling somebody calling you for an animal communication session that your problem is not your dog, it's your house. And that became very apparent very quickly in the conversation. And here's the thing. The house was over 100 years old, and it wasn't somebody from originally years ago when the house was first built. It was from more recent people who had lived there, and someone had passed on and had decided not to leave, but to stay. And the dog was picking up on that, because our animals are just more matter of fact than we are about existing energies or just energies moving through a space. And the dog did not like it, and the dog would not go into this room. And so I said, well, sorry, client, but I need to do something else here, and I need to work with your space. And so I did, and I, you know, found this person, and I said, hey, hello, do you know you're dead? And she's like, ah, so what, I don't care, I'm not leaving. And I go, yeah, but really, you know, it looks like you've been dead for a while now, and I can't remember the specifics of the story. But as I was talking out loud with my client online with me, she's going, yeah, that person died at, you're right about the time frame. And I'm like, okay. So it had nothing to do with them. They'd just moved into this house in the summer, and they'd been having this problem since midsummer, but it only came to a crisis when the dog finally refused to move around in that room. And so in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be talking about the afterlife as I experience it by working with my dad, who is deceased. But, you know, my first thing here was, hey, Dad, hello, we've got an issue here, can you help me out? And when the dead do not move on to the afterlife, and this is happening and has happened a lot over the last 400 years, I'd say, certainly throughout history, but really particularly in the last couple hundred years, they're just not moving on. Okay, so the question then is, hello, like, what's your deal? Why don't you want to move on? And here's the thing, you know, the people that you were living with here in this house aren't here anymore. They've moved on. They've done this. They've done that. These new people are here, and it's their house now. So you need to, you know, go somewhere else. And I don't like to leave people stuck if they're ready to move to the afterlife. Ready being the operative word. So my dad and I were talking with her, and yeah, she's ready to go. She just was a little confused, and she promptly moved on, and that was it. It was done. And so I told my client, here's what I'd like you to do. Sea salt is a clearing device that has been useful for eons. So put sea salt in bowls around the house for a little bit, and when you notice that it just seems like it's done working, then flush it down the sink. And you could put some more sea salt out if you'd like over time. You might get some incense and spread it around and let the house know that, hey, we've cleared out the issue here. We're here now. This is our house. You are our house. We are your people. And let me know how things are going. The dog is now fine. The dog is now happily moving into that room. And, geez, you could have saved yourself a vet bill, you know. But I wouldn't have been comfortable with that either. I would have wanted to know what the vet was saying, you know, if it hadn't immediately popped into my head that, hey, we've got a space clearing issue and not an issue with an ill animal. So that's a somewhat dramatic example, recent dramatic example of what happens when we need to pay attention to keeping the energies of our space clear. And this place was really old. And so if you're moving, if you're buying new property, clear out the property that you're leaving so that your energy isn't there anymore, so people walking into it can feel the house and not you, and take your energy with you. And then clear out the space that you're buying or moving into if you're renting, whatever, and let that be a fresh start for you and your space, because our spaces are our partners. And we just don't pay enough attention to the reality of that. And there is so much great benefit that can come to us and to our spaces by recognizing that we are partners together. So, you know, clearing yourself and clearing your spaces is kind of the topic for today. But it's also, you know, a reminder that keeping ourselves energetically clear so that we can work the best that we can, and keeping our spaces energetically clear, is part of the reality of taking bodies and being in the world as souls and bodies. It's reality. We need to keep moving and keep the energy moving. We'll be back after the break to summarize this and to talk about what's coming up in the future.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live in Seattle, Washington. So one quick thing about space clearing is the method that I use, I call space cooperating. And what that means is that I want to know what you, as the client, need and want from your space. And so I'll ask for a list of things that you need and want for your space. I need quiet. I need artwork, I need whatever I need. But then I will go to the space itself, and I'll sit down with the space, and I'll go, hey, my name's Robin, and your people have asked me to, or your business has asked me to clear the space, and I want to know what you need and want. What's your perspective? What can we help you with? And that ends up to be really fascinating conversations because, you know, sometimes spaces know they have things like open portals, and they're like, what the heck did they build me on that thing for? Or they have things that they're really excited about, and I've had a space volunteer to be the canvas for the owner's artwork. These are fascinating partnerships that are born, and you can do it in your daily life all by yourself. Just ask your space what it needs and wants from you and see how you can cooperate together. That's how we carve out a healthy, safe world. But we do have a caller on the line. Kathy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Robin.
There we go. Hi, I'm having a connection issue here in Seattle. Thank you for calling. And where are you calling from?
Oh, no problem. I'm calling from Gabriola Island, B.C. I'm Tico's mom.
Oh, Kathy, hi. Good. We're going to be talking on, what, Wednesday?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes,
so what's up today?
I have a couple of thoughts regarding my own space that I'm living in that I wanted to bring up as well as a question.
Okay.
The space I'm living in, this house on the island, we've lived here for 2 years.
Cool.
The first point I wanted to bring up was that we bought the place from the previous owner had taken her own life.
Oh gosh!
So it was one of those things where the event didn't occur in the home, but obviously I only learned about it sort of once we were already going through the buying process, and
right.
I was understandably concerned about that with regard to the energy of the place. So that's
right.
The first point, and then the second point. Obviously, I've spoken to you before about my dog passing away in the spring, and I felt for 2 months after there was such a stuck energy and a heaviness that only seemed to lift a little bit when I went and visited my family on the prairies, and then I came back, and it just seemed to feel like I could be there again. So those are the two
Good.
Thoughts. And then I also have a question, but
okay.
I thought maybe you might want to comment on those two.
Okay. The suicide, number one. Even though it didn't occur in that space, that person is connected to the house. And so those energies of that person can still linger there. There is a place in Seattle that I cleared. Nobody asked me to, but I was there working on it, and it was a meeting hall. And as it turned out, it was well known to be haunted, and people just accepted it. I don't accept those things. And so I went in there, and it was like they died, and they decided to go back and be in the place where they were having good times. And it took us pointing out to them that they were dead to have them move on. So even though the suicide didn't occur in your house, that those energies, that sadness of that event could definitely be affecting the house and the energies of the house because there was that energetic connection between the two of them. And the same way as with Tico, I've always conducted a massive funeral in my home after each of my animals dies, involving the other animals, and I'm the only human here, and I've had other humans say, do you need us to come to the funeral? I'm like, no, my life is public enough. I need to have this by myself, and literally do a space clearing as part of the funeral. And so what that does is, and I would recommend that you try that for both of these circumstances. And to do it from the standpoint of, hello, I'm here in this place. We are here. This is our place now. We are claiming it. And we're inviting the place to claim us. And so let's clear out those threads that are connected to this person who died, whether it was a suicide or not, or even whether they just moved on to a different house. Let's clear out those threads of energetic connection, because there are always threads connecting different things. And for your sweet dog, it's, hey, it's okay, go off to the afterlife, have a great time. And it allows the house to release those threads too. And it really, funerals are an opportunity to get closure. And you combine that with a space clearing, you're just lightening up those energies for everyone. It will help relieve your grief. Does that make sense, Kathy?
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can do that for yourself by creating like an altar that appeals to you, pictures, candles, flowers, whatever appeals to you, and doing that. And going away also helps take yourself and your mind and your energy to a different place and allow, you know, that yourself to just clear out. I knew when I lived in the Midwest and I would come back to visit family, the reality of a different work situation would just seem unreal to me, because I got myself into a different place and, you know, just had different experiences. So that I'm sure helped a lot to just get away.
Yeah, I found
that answer your questions on those
2 months. Yeah, it does. And I found that after the two, especially the 2 months right after TECO, I needed to leave the place every day, and it felt
right. Yeah,
I went to another home, and I just it felt therapeutic to do that. And like I said, now in the last few months, it seems there has been a lift. It seems to have lightened, and that's been really good. So yeah, I wouldn't mind actually incorporating some of your suggestions for sure.
Yes,
and
the other thing
about,
I'm sorry, we don't have a very good connection. Keep talking. What I was going to say was, to add to that, you know, our deceased loved ones stick around for a while before they move on. One of my dogs, the last dog that I had that died, literally refused to stay in the afterlife, and my dad brought him back here. And I was like, oh, my God, no, he's going to get stuck. And my dad goes, listen, you don't know everything about the afterlife. And I said, well, excuse me, Dad. But the truth of it was, Alki needed to come back and just release his energies here in the space with us before he did move on to the afterlife. So you could have been very easily experiencing just TECO letting go, too, of the place and the people. And your memories there, too. I mean, that's normal. You're remembering them being in the space with you there, and that as well, the memories are good, but they're also sad, too, because they're not there anymore. So those could all be contributing to that, too.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Exactly. And I also...
Yes, yeah, so give him another funeral. What was the question?
I was going to ask you about EMFs and that energy in the space.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other conversation, too. Definitely,
yeah,
EMF is a huge, yeah. EMFs are a huge issue. So are things like underground water running underneath a building. And those are things, well, the EMFs weren't things that the ancients, you know, worked with on a routine basis, except, you know, the frequencies of earthquakes in the areas and even even small seismic events that don't even register to us, those are all part of the background information too. But nowadays, you've got, I'm a big believer in Himalayan salt lamps. I have them all over the house, and you can actually buy little salt lamp type things that you can plug into your computer, and the Himalayan salt lamps have, or at least they believe, I don't know if they've done any scientific studies on them, but they do believe that they do alter or at least mask some of the EMF frequencies around you. But it is true that they've seen like increased cancer rates in places where there are huge transformers in that area. It's always a question to me, since we lost my brother when I was only 9. And he was 14 and died of leukemia. So things that you can do to mask yourself from that would be good. I know a lot of people that say don't have any electrical things at all in your bedroom at night. But I do believe you need to have a phone for emergencies, you know, if you need to have if you're sick during the night and you need to call somebody. So yes, those are real things and you need to be concerned about them and you need to be concerned about the effect on you. And, that's kind of a more of a, how do I do that on a scientific basis? What kind of tools are available to block EMS without, you know, making it a completely dead zone? Does that help?
Right, right. Thank you. Yes, it does.
Well,
we've
got to go now. We're right at the end of the hour.
Yes.
But, Kathy, thanks for calling.
Thanks very much, Robin.
I appreciate that. I hope that helped.
Thank you very much.
And we will talk to you on Wednesday, correct? Good. I'm glad.
Yes.
Thanks for calling and take care.
Okay.
Thank you. Take care. So I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today and next week and the week after. We're going to talk about what happens when we die and who the sick dead are and why they matter. In the meantime, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week at 2 Pacific. This is Robin Fritz signing out for the day. Thank you and take care.